This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And to talk about the upcoming playoff series against Winnipeg is Lou Korak, who covers the Blues for NHL.com and the Hockey News, an old friend, and he is with us now. What's up, Lou?
Old? Did you just say old?
It was old with an apostrophe.
Lou, yeah, old. Well, also, our good friend Robert Bortuzzo, who may have played his last game last night,
yeah.
Didn't he used to call you Tommy Two-Tone?
He did? Maybe.
Wait, what?
Amy, you just caught me with a new... Wow.
That's what.
Did I miss something
Tommy
here?
Tommy Two-Tone.
Whoa.
I thought he did.
Why would he call him that?
I don't know.
Amy,
did he say you had gray hair?
Wow.
I don't recall that, but maybe you're right. I mean, you may be right.
I guess he did it behind his back, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think he did
yeah.
it. I thought he... At any rate,
you are so
we have a new
awkward.
Segue here, right?
I feel terrible. Well, at any rate, maybe he didn't
Damn.
Call you that. I don't know. Robert Bortuzzo and he was a jokester. He roomed with Joey Vitale in Scranton. They had all kinds of stories together.
Yeah, he's one of the best. I'll be honest with you. If that was it for him last night, I think it's a fitting way to go out because, you know, of all the places that he played, you know, this is home to him. Even, you know, even though he's a Thunder Bay, Ontario boy. And I mean, he had his parents, I think they said that's a 1400 mile drive. If I'm not mistaken, his parents drove down last night to be at the game.
Right.
Dedication.
When they said they drove down, my first thought was the plane broken? What happened?
Yeah.
Because that is no joke.
I wanted to catch him after the game, and I'm really sorry that I didn't. But he was in the Blues players' lounge last night, and I had mentioned that. I mean, it just goes to show you. I mean, here's a guy that just played with Utah last night, but he's in there mingling with Blues players and spouses and whatnot. It just goes to tell you just what he means to a lot of these guys in that locker room. And there's some of them that he doesn't know, but I mean, he was one of the fan favorites. But I wanted to ask him, buddy, could you not spare a plane ticket for your parents or what?
Right. I think he's doing okay for himself. I mean, he had a nice little career there in the NHL, including a Stanley Cup championship with the Blues. Lou, and I know we, before I threw us off with Tommy Two-Tone, before I messed it all up, this team, this team, looking at what they've done since the Four Nations Cup, going into the playoffs now against none other than the Winnipeg Jets in round one, are there any similarities or differences that stand out to you between this team and the 2019 team? Because we're all stuck on that 2019 team.
Well, just the fact that they pulled off a franchise record winning streak. And I know a lot of people want to make comparisons. And I guess if you dissect it and if you really sit down and thought about it and looked at it, you could probably find some similarities there. But to me, it kind of starts and stops there because, you know, that 2019 team was expected to win from the get-go. And when they came out and just, and quite frankly, they stunk it up for what, the first 2.5, 3 months? Mm-hmm. And, you know, last place in the league, talking about what, turn of the calendar into January, it was January 3rd. They're, you know, you look down, there's nobody below you. So that team was expected to win with the moves that Doug Armstrong made. And when it didn't work out, something needed to change. And, you know, that they, to me, they just kind of finally started playing up to their capabilities. But this group, you didn't really know. I mean, were the possibilities there? Sure. But if they didn't make it, I think you could kind of understand. And I think just the general feeling was, can they continue to progress over the last couple of years? Yes, last 2 years were non-playoff years, but can they continue to take those steps when they talk about retooling a roster? And then, you know, you go on that 12-game winning streak, you know, and they topple the winning streak of quite honestly, and coincidentally, that team that set it in the first place, that's just kind of where it starts and stops with me, because there's a lot of younger players on this team that have really helped carry the load. It's a mix of veterans and young guys. And when I talk about the young guys, I mean, look at what a great night for Jimmy Snuggerud to get his first NHL goal and in the most meaningful game of his young career, and Zach Bolduc knocking on the door of 20 goals. And I thought a couple different times he was going to get it and just fell short. And then you talk about the growth of Philip Broberg and some of the others that have really stepped into this and helped contribute to what's going on here. That's just kind of where it starts and stops with me. But I think if you want to make any similarities, I think a good spot to start with is that WTF line with Faxa, Toropchenko, and Walker. It sort of reminds you the way they play, just abrasive, in-your-face, physical, checking, kind of like that fourth line that the Blues had back in 2019 with, what was that, Amy? I think it was Steen, Barbashev, mm-hmm. and Sundqvist. So, you know, other than that, they've kind of been built differently, but, you know, kind of going on similar paths here in order to get into the playoffs. And, a common first-round opponent. It was Winnipeg in 2019. It's going to be Winnipeg again.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So let's say they are to potentially win a series against Winnipeg. How would they have to do it?
Oh, it's going to be tough. You're going to have to grind it out. I mean, you're going to be looking at, to have success, you're probably going to be looking at a lot of 2-1, 3-2 kind of games where you're just going to have to ground and pound. You hear that all the time. It's going to be a physical. It's going to be a bruising series. Winnipeg is big. They're strong. They don't give you a whole lot of ice in the middle. And I think you witnessed that when the Blues were just up there, what, 8 days ago, 9 days ago? And that was the team that ended their 12-game winning streak and might have been one of the best games that Winnipeg has played here in the last little stretch. They had a blueprint. They stuck to it. And even in saying that, I know it was a 3-1 game, but they got an empty netter late. That's a one-goal game. And, the Blues have lost 3 out of 4 against the Jets going 1-2-1. But every game has been a one-goal game. And I discount the empty netters, and I know it counts for stats purposes and whatnot, but they've all been one-goal games. So that's what you need to expect. I think you just have to be patient and bide your opportunity. You're going to have to play your best. I mean, last night was a great blueprint, especially at the start of that game. And I don't know how much of the game you guys were able to watch, but if you guys watched, Jim Montgomery said after the game, I knew after the first 8 minutes we were going to win that game. And they played north. They played in your face. They checked. They were aggressive. That's how you're going to have to play against the Jets, too, if you're going to have some success.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Jets are a heavy forechecking team. They're aggressive. They take it to you. And if you get hemmed in by the Jets, you're just not going to get the opportunities, the quality opportunities that you're going to need to score on Connor Hellebuyck. I think last night, too, what I liked to see in that Blues win was 3 power play goals. In the playoffs, Lou, you have to be able to score on the power play. That was their death in 2016-17 when they went out in the first round. They couldn't score on the power play.
Yeah, you hear coaches talk about it all the time. Special teams make all the difference in the world. And, I mean, they outscored Utah 3-1 in that category last night. And ultimately, I think the power play was kind of the icing on the cake because – I mean, they just came out like a buzzsaw playing 5-on-5 in that game. And then you get those – you create your power play opportunities. I mean, you know that. And then watching the game, I mean, the way they were skating and what Utah wasn't expecting from them, the Blues forced a lot of those opportunities to get on the man advantage. And once you get on the man advantage, you got to take advantage of it. And they certainly did. And I think the only slip up they had was when they had the 5-on-3 for 1:06 and really didn't produce much. But at 5-on-4, they were fantastic in that game. But if you get power play opportunities against Winnipeg, you're going to have to take advantage of them as many as you can, because 5-on-5, it's going to be tough sledding for both of these teams.
Blues and Jets are coming up on the road in Winnipeg. We don't know the exact day yet. We'll find that out tomorrow. Lou Korak covering the Blues. Thank you again, friend.
Thank you both. Take care.
That is Lou Korak, Blues writer for NHL.com and the Hockey News.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.